Blessed Elia of Saint Clement was born in Bari, Italy on January the 17th, 1901, to deeply devout parents, the third of nine children, four of which died in infancy. At a baptism 4 days later, she was given the name Theodora, which means gift of God. In 1929, her father Giuseppe Fracasso, a master painter, opened a business for the sale of his paintings, while her mother, Pasqua Cianchi, took care of the housework, both parents raising their children well in the Catholic faith. In 1905, the family moved to Piccinini Street to a house that had a small garden. There, Theodora, at the age of 4 or 5, claimed to have seen in a dream a beautiful lady who was walking among the rows of flowering lilies and then suddenly disappeared with a beam of light, to whom she promised to become a nun when she was older. Who was this lady? This was none other than the Virgin Mary. On May the 8th, 1911, she received her first communion. The previous night, she saw Saint Therese of the Child Jesus in a dream, who prophesied to her, "You will become a nun like me." Theodora eventually entered the Blessa Imelda Lambertini Association and afterwards joined the angelic army of Saint Thomas Aquinas. Theodora's religious vocation began to be defined with the help of Father Pedro Fiorillo, her spiritual director, who introduced her to the Third Dominican Order, in which she was admitted as a novice on April 20th, 1914, with the name Ines, and made a profession on May 14th, 1915, with special dispensation for being only 14 years old. She writes,
"I sense the vastness of my soul, its infinite greatness that the immensity of this world cannot contain. It was created to lose itself in you, my God, because you alone are great, infinite, and thus you alone can make it completely happy."
At the end of 1917, Theodora decided to turn to the Jesuit father, Sergio Di Gioia, to ask for advice, who, having become her new confessor after a year, decided to direct her, together with a friend, to the Carmel of St. Joseph, where they both went for the first time in December of 1918. During the year 1919, under the wise and prudent guidance of Father Di Gioia, they prepared themselves spiritually for their entry into the monastery. She entered the Order of the Descalced Carmelites on April 8, 1920, and wore the habit on November the 24th of the same year. Taking the name Sister Elia of Saint Clement, she made her first vows on December the 4th, 1921, and speaking of that special day, she wrote,
"Alone at the feet of my crucified Lord, I looked at him for a long time, and in that look I saw that he was my whole life."
In addition to Saint Therese of Jesus, she took Saint Therese of the Child Jesus as a guide and made a solemn profession on February the 11th, 1925. Her path, from the beginning, was not easy. Already in the first months of the novitiate, she had to face many difficulties, but with a great spirit of faith, always observant of the rules and community events, Sister Elia spent much of the day in a cell, dedicated to the sewing work that was entrusted to her, as the Mother Prioress appointed her sacristan in 1927. In her trials, she was guided by Father Elias de San Ambrosio, General Procurator of the Order of the Descalced Carmelites, who had met her in 1922 on the occasion of a visit to the Carmel of San Jose, and with whom the young nun maintained an edifying apostolary correspondence with great benefit. Affected in January 1927 by a severe flu that weakened her greatly, Sister Elia began to experience frequent headaches. In the life of the blessed, everything is grace. It is a source of joy, even the bitterness, the misunderstandings, and the illnesses. She finds the courage to offer herself as a victim, despite the continuous perception of her limits, of its fragility. She writes in a diary,
"My mission is to joyfully sacrifice myself, so that my God may be known and loved by the whole world."
She knew in her heart how much it would please her Jesus and how important it was to offer up her sufferings for the conversion of sinners, especially those of priests and nuns. A few days before Christmas, on December the 21st, Sister Elia began to have a strong fever and other discomforts, to which she did not complain about and which she tolerated without taking any medicine. However, the situation became increasingly worrying. Sister Elia died at noon on a very special day, as she had predicted earlier. The date, December 25th, 1927. Blessed Elia of Saint Clement, pray for us.